Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shout out to you. And it's her beer, too. Shout out to our promo staff, Osita, who did great work as he always does. And Andy, our engineer, keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. As you know, T. Mill, who will have his best bets coming up here momentarily. Tyler Milner keeping us afloat there at the station. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They'll have the Hall of Famer, the great one, John McClain. I miss John. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't mind talking to John.
Yeah, no, hell, I wouldn't mind having him on. I love John.
I love breaking bread with John. Yeah, I used to have some real nasty or some good conversations.
Yeah, you get some good spots to eat out of him. You get some good tips. And
John has put together multiple vacations that I have taken. San Francisco. He has done a lot. Show cool. And then Thursday night football, no Area 45 tonight. Shout out to Patrick Creighton, who's over. She showed up in the building. No Area 45 tonight. Thursday night football, you'll be able to see the Vikings at the Chargers, courtesy of Westwood.
I don't know of why Westwood that gets one. So funny every gets time he does
that
it.
One. That one and that stupid rock and roll with the Cats. Those are the two that get me. By the way, tomorrow, Football Friday, we'll be out in Spring at walk-ons in Spring. I don't think I've ever been to a walk-ons. This will be my.
You've never been to a walk-ons?
I don't think I have.
You're in for a treat.
Home of the they got a boudin quesadilla. And I may be saying that wrong. Maybe it's Cajun and it's got several things in it, but boudin is just one of them. But they are
really
tremendous. Yeah, they're good food, man. It's good spot.
All right. Walk-ons tomorrow, Football Friday in Spring, and we don't come empty-handed there. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Texans game as well. So courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers, you'll be able to win there. Come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. Should be a good time. The official injury report is out, Clint. Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, as we said, did not practice for the second straight day. Concussion hamstring. Jalen Smith, who they activated, he was a full participant. And Dalton Schultz had that back and shoulder thing, or kind of got hit there late in the game there. He was a full participant. I'm sorry, he was limited today, along with Derek Barnett, Denico Autry. They were all limited. Braxton Berrios had a wrist. He was a full participant after being limited yesterday. So that is the full injury report there. All right, I want to play this from John Lopez and In the Loop. They had a conversation, and ultimately OG said,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
He feels like D'Amico Ryans needs to do this. I want to see if you agree. 713-574-610, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts on what John Lopez had to say here.
But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive-minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coaches. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So we got the wrong head coach then.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach, you know. He's not offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit, like some of these guys, Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do.
Mm.
I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that he
Slowick
needed to come through.
It all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all, but I do.
Mm. That's interesting. I don't know about
I
that.
I don't. Yeah, I was like, I don't think I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control
this.
You
got the right guy, you're going to get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if.
All right. Lopez there says he thinks D'Amico needs to take a step back out of that offensive room. Clinton, I know you were one, and we both did. We understood and thought it was good that he decided to say, all right, man, this was such an issue. We had a lot of changes that I was a big part of in decision-making. I'm going to insert myself into what's going on over there and do it differently than the way he did it with Bobby Slowick. And you were big on that. Now we've seen the start of this year, and this thing is worse than it had been ever under Bobby Slowick. You agree with John? You think he needs to take the approach to back off?
No, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters one bit.
So you don't agree or disagree?
No, look, I think the predicament that they're in, look, I think D'Amico Ryans, if he's going to be a head coach in this league, he's got to figure things out offensively. You can be as good as you want defensively. The days of a defense winning championships are over. You got to be able to score points.
Yeah.
And you got to have at least at least an offense that you know, can show up some of the time, that can threaten some defenses, that can be complimentary at the very least. And the reality is they don't have that right now. And so if D'Amico Ryans is going to make it as a head coach in his league, he's going to have to create a D'Amico Ryans offense. And I don't mean stylistic or identity or anything like that, but he's going to have to, he's going to have to find a way to make it where everybody on his team plays with that swarm mentality. Everybody on his team, there's a level of physicality, there's a hustle, there's a nastiness, there's a go through the whistle, there's doing what the coach tells you to do. Like, he's got to figure out that can't be dependent on hiring random offensive coordinators year in, year out, right? So I think that he has to establish some level of standard of just how his offense is going to approach football. And then, you know, so I think that has to happen. And maybe he's overdone that, Ron. Maybe he's overstepped and he's overdoing it. I don't know. But he's got to get that created if he's going to be a head coach, right? Secondly, this is what the Texans signed up for. When you I said this when it happened, I've said it multiple times. When you go out there and you set up circumstances to where the Houston Texans are going to hire an offensive coordinator that cannot hire his staff, cannot bring people with him, there's a strong influence from the general manager on the field and off the field, and it's going to be a collaborative effort from the time you walk in the door. He got cut at the knees from the time he walked in the door. He's not coming in and setting any tone. He's not coming in and setting any standard. No. He's not coming in and putting his foot on anybody's neck. Hell, they're telling you from jump. Now, this is a 5 or 6 man deal. This is the head man all the way down. Hell, this is a general manager all the way down. We're all going to make these decisions. And so what do you expect? What guy, who do you think is going to take that job? Right? The pool of play callers that's going to take that job and are going to be willing to accept those level of circumstances are those circumstances when they're trying to make their dream come true as a play caller and potentially a head coach, it's slim to none. So you're going to get a guy that when the going gets bad really doesn't have the ability to put his foot on anybody's throat, really doesn't have the ability to right the ship. Really, at the end of the day, is not an alpha and is not going to step in there and move the needle in a room full of NFL millionaires. Like, that's just not – I mean, this is what you have built, and unfortunately, once again, it doesn't look like it's going
to
work.
That's a good point. To even accept that the job under those standards, there's nothing about what we've seen, what we've watched, and to that point that says, hey, man, just leave it up to Nick. Like, hey, man, everybody, let me step away. Let me just leave it up to Nick Cayley and let him figure it out. No, I don't.
That never
don't,
was the plan.
Yeah.
And now that it's gone bad, you can't all of a sudden put it on him.
Well, yeah, and I don't. And to me, what John said, I get what you're saying about D'Amico. Maybe he is, but on the other side, it doesn't, like, nothing about it just says, hey, man, let Cayley handle it. He'll just give him a space.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
Where John is coming from, I do wonder if that, you know, maybe he said, I'm gonna make sure my offense is physical. I'm gonna make sure my O line's communicating. All those football 101 things that I personally believe D'Amico has to do. Maybe that's where it started, yeah. And then he realizes, whew, I don't have
those dudes.
I ain't got an alpha over here. I don't have a manager of men over here. I don't have anybody that can hold guys accountable over here. So he gives up play calling duty to Matt Burke, and then he comes in and he goes even harder. Now, if that's the case, it's gone beyond what I think D'Amico needs to do, and maybe he does need to step back. But I don't know. I don't think it matters. I don't think the guy's in the building.
Yeah. What does matter is Tyler is in the green back-to-back days. 3 for 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and
3 for 5, and I picked the dud.
Yeah,
damn
you
it.
Did. Let's get to T Mill's best bets. Remember, if you don't catch him here, if you need a refresher, go to @TMill Real Deal. What you got tonight?
Yes, sir. As we've been talking about, I've been killing these NFL bets outside of, well, the Texans. That last run of Texans bets was not good. But overall, NFL bets were killing them. I got 5 bets for you tonight. Thursday night football getting week 8 started between the Vikings and Chargers. First, I'm on the Chargers first half money line. First half money line at -150. That's what I got it at. Next, I'm on the Chargers -3 points in this game tonight against the Vikings. They are hosting it, by the way, in L.A. I'm also on the Chargers team total. Over 22.5 points. That is just the Chargers squad. Over 22.5. And then 2 player props for you. 1 Viking quarterback, Carson Wentz. Under 227.5 passing yards for Carson Wentz tonight. And then the rookie, Ladd McConkey. Anytime touchdown for Ladd and the Chargers at +150 odds. You can't beat that. Those are your 5 best bets.
All right, those are the best bets. Chargers -3. I know Clint was like, I know you were liking the Vikings there on that one. I do really like the Carson Wentz under 227.5 yards. I know last week Daniel Jones threw for 288, and I was damn near shocked that the Chargers gave up that much in the air. I don't think that's a norm. I think that's a Colts thing. So I'm with you. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to have a huge passing game tonight. So I like that.
Well, I'd be on the other side of damn near every one of these. So, Tyler, it means you're going to be in the green, bud. It means you're going to hit. That means you're going to hit a bunch of them.
You don't want to tell any tonight.
Nah, I'm going to text you on one, but it ain't none of these.
Okay. All right.
All right, tomorrow.
Easy, Billups.
Tomorrow, Football Friday, walk-ons.
Chauncey over there.
In spring, it'll be a good time. You should be out. Chance to win future Texans tickets and much, much more. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job.
Oh,
shout
thanks,
out
bro.
To everybody that played a part in us putting.
Chauncey Norris, glad he came out.
There is Chauncey, you too. Putting this Thirsty Thursday together. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
I didn't know that was such a huge – like, I knew it was back in the day.
Yeah.
I know Tyler's involved in it a lot. Tyler, can you help?
I'll tell you off air.
You do look like you got a little – you may have a little Italian mafia in you.
I do like some gabagool.
Gabagool. Over here.
The gabagool. All this from a slice of gabagool.
Always seems to know the way.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.